First of all, I'm grateful to God for the call to ministry, for the call to priesthood, and then this call to be the ninth bishop of Springfield. So I really felt a sense of gratitude when I was called by Archbishop Vigano. Gratitude to God for the 20 years that I had as a parish priest and then 10 years as auxiliary bishop. And I'm praying that along with God's grace, that will be good preparation to be the ninth bishop of Springfield.
Why did you choose the priesthood?
Well, because from early on, even as a child, I felt called to serve the Lord in some way. And then when I did enter the seminary and went through studies and formation, I felt that that call even stronger and felt that the Lord was calling me to serve his people as a priest. So for 20 years in the Archdiocese of Baltimore in various parishes, I served as a parish priest, and then 10 years ago was asked to serve as auxiliary bishop there.
Has this vocation fulfilled your expectations of when you got that call to the priesthood as a young man?
It has more than fulfilled those expectations, and I feel so privileged, especially in being a parish priest, that I was part of the lives of so many people. And I was deeply touched when I left Baltimore with the number of parishioners who came to the farewell mass, who wrote me notes and emails and told me how much they will miss me. But I felt really privileged that the Lord called me to be part of the lives of so many people at crucial moments of their lives, at weddings, at baptisms, at funerals, and to be able to preach the Lord's love in those different situations.
Will you miss that now? I mean, I assume as a bishop, now it's more of the role of an administrator, less the role of the parish priest. And I would guess there's probably more politics involved.
Well, I really believe that a bishop should be out amongst his people. So I would really emphasize the pastoral role of the bishop. I know there's administration involved. That's part of the role. And that's part of the role of being a shepherd. Perhaps not my favorite role, but I enjoy being out amongst the people and out amongst the parishes. So I look forward to being out of the parishes in the Diocese of Springfield.
What can the Catholics in Western Massachusetts expect from their new bishop?
First of all, I want to be able to learn about the area, so I will do a lot of listening, a lot of visiting, meeting with people, and I feel that that is the best way that I can have as a base to serve the people as Bishop of Springfield. So the first part of my ministry will be getting out to know the people, to listen, to learn about the area, and then to work with all of those different groups with whom I will collaborate as we forge a vision for the Diocese of Springfield.
The Springfield Diocese, unlike other dioceses across the country, has gone through some fairly large changes over the last several years with downsizing, churches closing, parishes merging, schools closing, enrollment challenges and financial challenges at the schools that exist now. What are your thoughts about that, and where do you see this diocese heading?
Well, first of all, as my experience in Baltimore has taught me, the church is not a static institution. The church is an organic, dynamic institution. Demographics change. There's a shifting of populations in different areas. The church has gone on for 2,000 years in being able to adapt to those changes. And sometimes it has been difficult to do. We've even had whole dioceses in the history of the United States that have been suppressed, and the seat of the diocese moved to a different town because of the demographic shifts that have happened. So it's bound to happen in parishes. It's bound to happen in different institutions. But I think the challenge to the church is how do we bring the gospel to our people in the best way that we can with the institutions and all that we need to do that. So I think that we are called to be a church not because of buildings, but we're called to be a church because we are God's people.
You've spent your life in the greater Baltimore area. Now you're coming here to Western Massachusetts. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, first of all, it was totally unexpected when I received that phone call from the Papal Nuncio, Archbishop Vigano. But I said to him, what the church asks of me to do, I will do. So I know that there was a lot of research that went into choosing the next bishop of the Diocese of Springfield. I would have to take all of that research and plus the call from the Holy Father very seriously. So I was surprised, but once it all set in and I moved up here to Springfield, I feel very much at home, feel very welcomed, and I thank God that He has called me to be the ninth bishop of Springfield.
I know you've spoken out about immigration rights issues. You've endorsed such things as the DREAM Act. Do you consider yourself a social justice preacher?
Well, everything that I do as bishop has to be rooted in the gospel. And of course, Jesus taught us that we are called here to love God and to love neighbor. So the social justice teaching of the church has to be rooted in the gospel, and because of that, that has to be rooted in the ministry of the bishop. So I believe the gospel impels us in calling us to love our brothers and sisters, to really speak out. And at times it's difficult to hear that message of the gospel, but Jesus always told us that living the gospel would not be easy.